Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We're holding Samach Ches Amid Beis, the last two words on the Amid, Iboilahu. And as you recall, we learned at the end of yesterday's daf the fascinating story about an achbar, a mouse or a rat, that fell into sheikhar, fell into beer. L'choyre, that's a noisin tam levgam. And we paskin a noisin tam levgam is mutter. And unexpectedly, Rav said, no, the sheikhar is asur. And the Gemara gave three reasons why Rav held that it was asur. Reason number one, the Gemara said, even though kol ha-Torah kula could be that Rav holds noisin tam levgam is mutter, but here the Torah was mechadesh, a special chidush, because after all, most people, when they see or come into contact with mice and rats, it's mimis mo'is ubedili in shemine. People naturally, bederech teva, stay away from achborim. Why did the Torah have to go and aser it? Who's going to eat an achbor anyway? And so therefore, said Rav, the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu made a special effort to say that this happens to be aser ba'achila, this comes to tell you that even if it's noisin tam levgam, is also aser. In other words, an exception to the normal rule of noisin tam levgam is mutter. Rav here would hold that it's aser because of that chidush.
Is that the sole exception?
Well, number one, you have it on all of the shmoinish shrotzim, bearing in mind that, although we don't know exactly what the other shrotzim are, but they're probably in the same family of mimis mois, that people don't want to get close to these rodents because of their very undesirable appearance and activities. I could think of some others, such as water bugs. Yeah, water bugs. I don't know that a water bug is among the eight. I don't think it is. But if I was asked, I would throw it in to the mix and throw that in as another one of those.
The toad is one of them. Toad.
That,
No, ten tom lift gum, that is usher. Are there any, is that the sole example, including all of the shrutzim, etc.?
Well, let's get back. Remember, it's a machloek between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, whether noisin tam lev gam is mutter or aser. Reb Meir holds that noisin tam lev gam is always aser. Reb Shimon holds noisin tam lev gam is always mutter. The psak halach is like Reb Shimon, that noisin tam lev gam is mutter. That being the case, why by this achbar do we say that it's aser? So the Gemara said that Rav held that even though kol ha-Torah kula, like Reb Shimon, noisin tam lev gam is mutter, here's a special chiddush. Your question is, are there any other in that chiddush category? Presumably the other seven of the Shmoinish Ratzim, that they too presumably are all repugnant and detestable and abominations in the eyes of most people, and therefore the fact that the Torah said that they're all also to eat, they might all be in that same category.
Are they usher to eat? I mean, it's a question of they're not kosher anyway because they don't chew their cud and their split hooks. Why are we saying that they're, I thought the Rishmosh was in regard to being an avatuma. Why are we suddenly saying it's usher to chew achila? It seems like a shift in the quality of what the Rishmosh was in are being spotlighted about.
My good friend, please go back to Parshas Re'eh, last week's Sedra, and you'll see that the Pasuk refers not only to Hilchos Tumah, but also Hilchos Achila. That they don't chew their cud, etc., neither do fish nor do fowl. The dinim of chewing cud and having split hooves is strictly legabi behemoth, not legabi anything else. When we talk about fish, we think about whether they have fins and scales. When we talk about grasshoppers, we think about whether they have their simonim of having, for instance, the karayim, they have these jumping feet, and all the other things that we're going to learn about in Chul.
The mouse is a mammal like a cow.
The eight shmoinish, whatever the shmoinish rotzim happen to be, assuming that an achbar, for instance, is a mouse, or is a rat, that is not considered to be in the klal of behemois or chayos, they're in the klal of shrotzim. And so therefore, these dinim of chewing cud and splitting hooves do not apply to any of the shmoinish rotzim. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, so that was one reason because of the Chiddush, and then the Gemara said on the last two lines another two reasons. My time with the Rav, Imishim de Kosovar, I'm reading from two lines from the bottom of the Omid Beis of yesterday, that Noisim Tamil of Gam, Osir. Maybe he subscribes to the mayor's view that Noisim Tamil of Gam is Osir, and that's why he said, even though an Achbar falling into the Sheikhar gives a Tam Livgam, it's Osir, because he holds like Remeir. But we don't follow that Psak, because we paskin like Reb Shimon. Or maybe, Rav holds that we're making a fundamental error. That although you and I look upon a rat or a mouse as being something disgusting, maybe in fact, if I wouldn't tell you, and I would take a dead mouse or rat and put it into the stew, maybe you would say, hey, or in this case, putting it into the beer, maybe it's, hey, you know what? I've never tasted beer like this in my life. It is delicious. And therefore, maybe Rav holds that an achbar is nois and tam l'shvach. Barry, you're looking at Ariel. Ariel, looking at Barry. What's the question? Everything okay?
I was just mentioning that some people use tequila. They put a worm in tequila.
I see. Okay, that's not our minhag. We don't feel that it really is.
No, in fact, I was surprised they actually kosher tequila now. I never knew it was even kosher.
No, it's Moscato.
They put worms inside the beverage. So.
Okay, the only worms that are good worms are bookworms, and even those are not so good. But getting back to the final line of the Yomid, it could be that Rav holds that Noitzim Tam of Gam is Mutter, the Achra B'Shichra Ashbuche Mashbach. Maybe, in fact, it's Noitzim Tam Lishvach in Sheikhar and not Noitzim Tam of Gam, and that's why Rav said that it's awesome. Now, Ariel is shaking his head saying, how could that possibly be? But remember, we said in the Gemara yesterday that at fancy royal feasts, they serve squirrels. Would you eat a squirrel? Of course not. However, at a fancy royal feast, they'll give you a beautiful menu written in French, so you won't even realize what you're eating, and you're eating the squirrel. Okay, so now this was a fascinating discussion about achbarim falling into beer. The natural follow-up is iboilehu. What happens if it's nofalegav chalamai? The same achbar, or a different achbar, fell into vinegar. What would you say now? Now your question is, what difference does it make, vinegar or beer? So Rashi says at the top, since choymetz tamay kosher, in other words, vinegar has a very, very strong, pungent taste, as well as aroma or odor or stench, depending whether you like vinegar or not, says the Gemara, says Rashi, vein asheretz mefigul losseis boi tam. Maybe the tam of the vinegar is so overwhelming, you can put in 3 mice and you might not taste it, just because of the fact that it's such an overwhelming, pungent taste that vinegar has. So what's the din if achbarim fall into chala, into vinegar? Omelet of Hilar of Ashi, have of the Beir of Kahana. There, in fact, was a story that occurred in Rav Kahana's home, or in Ishtot, whatever. The Osir of Kahana. And Rav Kahana said, Osur. So L'choira, he is paskening just like Rav, for any one of the reasons that we gave yesterday. And so therefore, that there is no difference then between the falling into the choymet or falling into beer. That whatever Rav said yesterday, one of those 3 reasons, that would apply here too. Oh, Malay, no, you have no raya whatsoever. Hahu, imretute imratit. What does that mean? The strength of the vinegar was such, and perhaps the length of time that this mouse was within the vinegar, it got to the point that the entire mouse disintegrated into small little pieces, says Rashi. See on the second line, the chatichos, dakos, ketanos, small little pieces. And the reason why Rav Kahana asked it is not because it gives a taste, but because you have the actual mamoshes, you might be eating a piece of that achbar, a piece of that mouse. Oy! That's the reason why he asked it. So you're thinking to yourself, no, so why didn't we say that by other isurim too, whenever something falls into something else, let's be concerned that not only because of the tam, but maybe you're eating the actual iser itself. So Rashi reminds us that shrotzim are different than other ma'acholim, in the sense that the general shear of isur is usually a isur is a shear b'kezayis. At times, you wouldn't say it's a kezayis. If it's liquid, it's a revias. Sometimes you say there's a shear of kebeya. Here, when it comes to shrotzim, the shear is b'kadasha. Adasha means the size of a lentil. We all know lentils are very, very small. We usually think of sheretz kadasha in terms of being metame, and that's true. But Rashi says, but the iser of achila by kadasha is the same as the shear of tumah, all to be kadasha. And therefore, you thought that there is no mouse left. You might even have taken the mouse out after you found it in the challah, and you removed it without realizing that little pieces may have fallen off into the mashkeh, and you won't even see them because they're almost microscopic. They're the size of little lentils. And that's why Rav Kahana answered it. So not because noisim tam levgam or noisim tam leshvach, but because you might be eating the achbar itself. Oy! Just the thought is terrible. What was that, Nochamu?
Did you say microscopic?
Microscopic. Oh, that was beautiful. The din of batel b'shishim is only vis-a-vis tam, only vis-a-vis flavor, not mamoshes. If you happen to have a huge chulent that you are cooking for 60 people, and therefore it's a huge, huge pot, and you see an achbar that falls into it, or for that matter, a piece of nevela meat falls into it, and the contents of this chulent pot is 100 times, 200 times that piece of nevela meat. You can't say, okay, well, bottle b'shishim, no problem, I can go and eat it. No, no. Anything that's be'end, the mamoshes, you have to remove and throw out. Any flavor that left behind, that's when we start talking about loisim tam l'shvach and loisim tam l'vgat. So here, we don't have the shear of, even if it was a shear kezayis. The point is, when you're talking about regular isurim, one falling into the other, they're easily identifiable by their size. A kezayis you would see, yeah, it's, you know, it's a shear kezayis, especially if you're talking about a shear of the chazoinish, which is a large shear. If you're talking about a kadash, it's so small, you wouldn't notice it in the all of the challah, inside all of the vinegar, and therefore Rav Kahana said, don't drink it. You never know, you might be not only drinking, but also eating a shtikla achbar. Now, bottom line is, we've said, both in the case of the sheichar, and now in the case of the vinegar, that it's osir. Let's assume that we don't have the shtiklach problem, we only have the tam problem, the flavor problem. What would be the shear to go and be mevater? So you heard authoritatively just a moment ago from Ariel that the shear is a shear of shishim. That typically is the shear that is given. Says our Gemara, however, there was a machloikis here among the Amayroim, what should be the shear to be mevater, the flavor of the achbar, either in the beer or in the vinegar. Ravina Sovel Shi'ure ben Meir v'chad. He felt that maybe the shear over here is not a shear of 60, because we find other shi'urim as well when it comes to bitul. For instance, we find a shear of 101 by truma. So Ravina Sovel Shi'ure ben Meir v'chad. Omar lo yigarem mitruma. He says, it's no better or worse than truma, that if you want to be mevatel truma, truma falling into chulin, and now you want to be able to be matir, to be eaten and consumed by zorim non-kayhanim, that non-truma oila be echerume. When it comes to truma, if you have 101 parts, then you can be mevatel it. If you only have 60 parts, 80 parts, not enough. You have to have 101. 101 including the truma itself. So Ravina thought, maybe here too, maybe 60 is not enough, maybe you have to have 101. Amalei Rav Tachlifa bar Gizel Ravina, Dilma ketavlin shel truma b'gdeira dami, d'loi batel tamayu. Said Rav Tachlifa bar Gizel, maybe it's even worse than that. What do you mean worse than that? When it comes to regular food items, we typically say it becomes bottle 1 in 60. However, what happens if the item that is Isur happens to be a tavlin? Tavlin means spices or things or seasonings that you're using, not so much that you're going to eat it itself, but it's seasoning the machal. For instance, the typical case is, of course, you'd be putting a black powder, black pepper powder, or white pepper powder, and paprika, and things of that nature. But you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but we're talking about a dover osur. So you could have, for instance, onions, which were kloy hakerem, which were made in a kerem. Or maybe onions that were truma, that you were matrim. So onions, most people don't eat onions. There are people that do eat onions. Yeah, I'm not suggesting otherwise. But most of the time when you put onions into cooking fish or cooking a stew or whatever you're doing it, you're not doing it for the eating of the onions, but to go and give ta'am. Things which are put into macholim to give ta'am, depending, of course, on the particular item, would not become bottle at all, because it's not a question of bottle b'shishim. This seasoning that you put in makes it gishmak, and even if you only put in a little bit, I don't have to tell you, if you put in a little bit of salt or a little bit of pepper, something could become very salty or very, very sharp just from a little bit. So these shiurim of 1 out of 60, 1 out of 101 do not apply. So he was saying that perhaps by achbarim we should also go and say, even a kleinekite, even a drop of mashu should not become bottle, just like these tavlin. Rabbi Choy Shir b'chala b'chamshin. Rabbi Choy says that if it falls into chala, into vinegar, the shir would be 50. Rav Shmuel b'reda of ikka shir b'shichra b'shitin. He said when it comes to the beer, it's a shir of 1 out of 60. And the Gemara concludes, v'ilchasa, the halacha l'maisa is idi v'idi. Say, if the achbar would have fallen into beer, or if it goes and falls into vinegar, the shir is b'shitin v'chein kol isun sheba toira. And that's the general rule throughout the Torah, that the shir is 1 out of 60. What's the inyan of the 1 out of 60? Because the Gemara elsewhere says you want to go and tell whether it's noisim tam, whether this iser. Right? You know for sure an iser fell into heter. You want to know whether or not it gave tam or not. So what would you normally do? So the Gemara elsewhere says you give it to a nachtoim armoi, which means a professional taster. But what happens if you don't, and of course we're talking about any isurim other than truma, we're talking about a Gentile. When truma, you could have a koyin, who would be the professional taster, to make sure that it's yes truma or not truma, whether zorim would be allowed to go and eat it. What happens if you don't have a nachtoim armoi? So the chachamim were koyveya that the tam, that you can feel the flavor, is 1 out of 60. And so therefore, kola teira kula, it's 1 out of 60, with certain exceptions such as truma, which is 101, kilayim and orla is 1 out of 200. When it's talking about tavlin, it could be that it's not bottle at all, because they are meant for giving tam. Anyway, on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Oiv kechovim shu yamav. Now you're going to find in this Mishnah three cases which are almost identical in their facts, and each one of the three cases we're going to have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and you're going to go and scratch your head and wonder why does the Mishnah repeat the same halacha three times in three different cases, and the Imar Mitzvah will deal with that shortly. The halacha of our Mishnah is very nageya lemaisa, because it tells us more or less the hilchos, whether you need a mashkiach tmidi, whether you need a mashkiach yoitze v'nichnes, or if you happen to have a housekeeper at home who's there without anybody else in the home, do you have to worry when you come back? Maybe she went and cooked milchiks and fleishiks, or fleishiks and milchiks, or she did other bad things in your absence. And that's what our Mishnah addresses. Look at the Mishnah. Oyvid kechov mishoh yamavir. Here in the Mishnah it says, Im Yisrael. It sounds like they're working together. However, the Bach changes it slightly, Maver Li Yisrael. In other words, a Jew hired an Akum to go and schlep for him, Kadayim Imokim Imokim, to transport Kadim of kosher wine from one place to the other. What is the problem? The problem is maybe when the Jew is not looking, the goy is going to be menasech the wine. The wine barrels that we're talking about are all sealed barrels, as we'll see momentarily. Zok the Mishnah, hoye becheskes hamishtamer, if they were in a chazaka of the mishtamer, then it's mutter. What exactly does that mean, becheskes mishtamer? That's going to be the first question of the Gemara. But Rashi says, let's explain it already now. Cheskes HaMishtamer means that the Jew, who is the employer, who hired the Gentile to help him in Bimaver, the Chovius Mimakam Lamakayim, is leaving the scene temporarily. He could inform the Gentile, I am leaving and I'll be back, or he might not say anything. If he does tell the Gentile that he's leaving, then the Gentile feels much more confident that he can be menasech the wine before the Jew will return. If he doesn't even know that the Jew has left, he thinks to himself, well, maybe he just went to the bathroom, he'll be back in 1 minute, or maybe he just had to take a quick telephone call, or whatever. And in such a case, if he doesn't know that the Jew is leaving, and he doesn't know the interval, the length of time, we have a svara of mirsis. Mirsis means he's going to be afraid of touching the wine. How much time are we talking about? I mean, after all, if the Jew leaves for a week, the goy will sense he's not coming back so quickly. I can go and touch the wine. So the time period that we're talking about is a very short length of time. It's the time of walking a mill. How long does it take to walk a mill? Figure around 15 minutes. Remember, a mill is equivalent to 2,000 amos. An amma, so nishir, is 2 feet per amma. So we're talking about roughly 4,000 feet. A mile is 5,280 feet. This is 4,000 out of 5,000, so it's roughly 80%. Assuming that it takes the average person to walk a mile, let's say 20 minutes, for instance, so 80% of that would give you about 16 minutes, more or less 15, 16 minutes, something like that. So if you look at the first Rashi here in the Mishnah, even though the Yisrael walked away the distance of a mill, if he didn't say anything, he was quiet, he didn't tell the guy, I'm leaving, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? He hasn't been here for the last 15, 20 minutes. The mirsis oivik chavim koshata hashta osi. The oivik chavim is mirsis. Mirsis means he's fearful. Koshat at any given moment, oh, the Jew is going to come back, he'll catch me tampering and touching the wine, da, 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 da. He's scared. Says the Mishnah, however, if he tells him, I'm going to be going away a little bit, he doesn't tell him how much, but I'm going to, Rashi says, that he'll be misrachek, he's going away for a distance, oh, then the goy might seize the opportunity to go and seize the wine and unfortunately be menasachit. So you're wondering, how much time interval are we talking about? Machloikis Tanakam, Reb Shem Gamliel, Tanakam says, Kidei She Yishtoim, Yishtoim with a shin, to go and open, not the barrel, but to open the megupa by making a small nekev, a small hole in the seal at the top of the barrel, to go and draw out some of the wine, the yistoim, and then he'll quickly close up the hole, the yigoiv, and let it dry out. We're going to see on the Amud Beis that the Gemara is talking about a situation where the seal on the top of the barrel was plastered, meaning that the lid of the barrel was plastered to the rest of the barrel. If you make a small hole in that plaster to be able to draw out some of the wine, that is the yishtoim, to make a nekev, to open it up. Why do I say it's with a shin? Rashi reminds us that we have a similar word in Parshas Balak, that Bilam said about himself, Nu'um Bilam benoi ba'or, Nu'um hagever shesum ha'oyin. Shesum, Rashi explains, two pshatim in Parshas Balak. Shesum, Rashi says, means nekuva, that there was a hole in that socket, because Bilam only had one eye. Or Rashi says, V'yesh Rabbi Seinu, she'oimim another pshat, that it means pasuach, that it's open. And Rashi here says the same two pshatim once again, that the yishtoim shesum ha'oyin, means he'll make a small hole in the plaster, quickly he'll yishtoim, he'll cover it up, replaster it, the yigoiv, give it a chance to dry. That's the period of time that if the Jew is away, then we have to worry about that the goy is going to go and be menasach the wife. I don't have to worry about a person making a hole in the plaster, because that's nicker. He's afraid that when the Jew comes back, he's going to look at the seals on the wine, he's going to say, hey, somebody was tampering with this plaster over here. You can tell that somebody was playing around. So a person wouldn't do that. What would a person rather do? He's going to remove all of the plaster and the entire cover of the chavis, and after he takes whatever wine he wants to, the yigoif, and he's going to put back the cover. Rashi says that the covers that they had, the lids that they had, are apparently very, very fragile, and if you're going to remove the whole cover is going to break. So you're going to have to go and presumably buy a new cover or manufacture a new cover and put it on, and go and smear it now with plaster again. The tigoy will wait until it dries. Obviously, Rav Shimon Gamliel's zman is a much longer zman than the Tanakama, because the Tanakama, just to make a hole, fill it up with plaster, let it dry. I don't know how long it takes for plaster to dry, but let's just say it takes twice a half an hour. This whole operation might take 45 minutes, right? He makes a hole, closes it up, puts quickly some plaster on it, and he has to smear it out nicely, so it shouldn't be nicker, says the Tanakama, the yigoiv, and let it dry out. Yigoiv means to, like for Lashon Negev, to dry. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about a much bigger process. You got to open up the entire lid. Rashi says when you remove the lid, it's going to go and break. You're going to have to replace it with a new lid, smear it again all on top, let it dry out. Maybe that takes a couple hours. Maybe it's 6 hours. Whatever the time period is, but it's much, much longer. That is case number one. Now you're going to see two more cases, almost word for word. Haminiach yeina bekarna besvina. A person is transporting wine, and a koroin is a wagon, svina is in a boat. V'holach loy bekapandria. He left one or two goyishe sailors in the boat or in the koroin with the wagon. And he went and made a kapandria. Kapandria means he traveled with a shortcut. And Nicholas Lemedina, he got to the destination earlier because of that shortcut. And he even had enough time for Rochatz to go to the Beis Amerchitz, to go to the mikveh, to take a shower. Says the Mishnah, that's mutter. Once again, if mloy hoy di'oy, if he did not tell the goyisha workers, I'm leaving. However, if he tells them, Chevra, I want you to know, I'm going to be there shortly. I might make a kapandria or whatever. What is the amount of time? Again, says the Tanakama, Kadeshi Yishtoim, make a hole in the Megupa, in the plaster. The Yishtoim, plaster it up and close it up. The Yigoiv, and let it dry. Again, Abshem Gamilai, Mekadeshi Yiftach Esachavi, to open up the entire lid. The Yigoiv, and replace the lid. And smear it on, and the tigoiv, and then let it dry. And again, a third case. A person owns a wine store, and he has to go and do chores. If he doesn't say that I am leaving, he just leaves the goy behind the counter there, doesn't say a word. The goy doesn't see him, but he assumes he went to the bathroom, he took a telephone call, whatever, he'll be back in a minute. Mutter is mirsis. But if you tell him, I have to go somewhere, oh, then you got to be nervous. Once he says, I'm leaving, then the goy knows he has his opportunity to be menasech. Then what's the shir? Kadesh yishtoim, the yistoim, the yigoy. Reb Shem Gamliel Aymer, kadesh yiftach eschavyet, the yigoy fatigoy. This sounds familiar three times, the same halacha. The Gemara is going to ask why we need it three times. Finally, what happens if he invited a goy to join him for a meal at his home? On the side is another gear, so not leginin, but lugin. al shulchan leginan, usually are canteens that you would have when you're traveling from place to place. Here, lugan means containers that you would have on the table, like from which nowadays you'd have a fancy pitcher that you would use for pouring water. And here you're talking about a pitcher that was used for pouring wine, lamashal. So he left such lugan al shulchan, as well as lugan al ha-dulbaki. Dulbaki says, the art scroll means cupboard. Normally we talk about a cupboard, in other words, in the vitrine, put away in the closet, in wherever, but it's not readily available for this meal. Instead, Rashi says, the reason why you have wine in the dulbaki is for next meal, or for tomorrow, not necessarily for today. Okay, so what happens now? He left lugan both on the table and in the cupboard. V'nichoi, and the Jew left behind the goy, the yotza, and he left. Samash al shulchan asur. When the Jew returns 5 minutes later, half an hour later, he cannot drink any longer from the wine on the table, because since he told the goy, I'm leaving, v'nichoi v'yotza, the goy could easily put his hand in, b'menasach, the wine in the pitcher. You have now yayinesach. However, the goy would be mirsis to go in the cupboard. What right did you have to go to the cupboard to go and take out the wine there? That wasn't intended for this meal. I put plenty of wine on the table for all the guests. You shouldn't have gone to the cupboard. So the goy would mirsis, therefore it's mutter. V'im omaloi, if the Jew, right before he leaves, he says to the goy, by the way, I'm going to be going for a couple of minutes. Have a moizig v'shoi, so enjoy. Pour as much as you want. Drink as much as you want. Kai ven shiker, goy, drink and drink to the limit. Then afshal dubiki also, even what's on the dubiki is also because he's giving him free rein to drink and drink and drink. What happens if there's not enough wine on the table? So he'll go to the cupboard. If there's not enough over there, he'll go to the refrigerator, he'll go to the wine cellar. And in fact, chovios psuchos, if he has open barrels in his home, asurais, because the goy may be sniffing around for more wine and more wine. Stumais mutareis. However, if they are sosim, they are sealed barrels, they're mutter. What's the shear? Kadesh yiftach v'yigoyv v'tigoyv. That sounds word for word like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said three times in the Mishnah, Kadesh yiftach esachavius v'yigoyv v'tigoyv. Here the Gemara doesn't repeat the machloikis and say, in the name of the Tanakama. No, the shir is only yishtoim, yistoim v'yigoy. They only quote Reb Shimon Gamliel's psak. Based on this, the Gemara in the Amud Beis, Rav is going to say, we see that since we started off machloikis v'achar kach stam, three times the same machloikis, and then Rabbeinu HaKadosh ends parting grace at the end of the Mishnah, just quoting Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha, is a simon that the shear is like Reb Shimon Gamliel and not like the Rabbanan that we pass on like Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Rabbi Yochanan said, whenever we have Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, we pass on like him, except for those.
And as Barry says correctly, Rabbi Yochanan says, we always pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel except for three cases, and as we'll see, Mitchum and the Amid Beis, but not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Mitchum, we get back to that. In the meantime, says the Gemara, Heichidom, mi becheskes ha-mishtamer. We start off the Mishnah, v'becheskes ha-mishtamer, then you're okay. What does that mean? Kidasanya. And now the Gemara tells us what we learned already in the Rashi. The Gemara is not referring to a case of Goyim and Yayin Nesach, but rather Tumah v'Tahara. Kidasanya. Harishol yichamorav upayalav t'unin taharois. If you have chamorim, chamorim are donkey drivers, upayalim or workers, t'unim taharos, who are carrying taharos. Here we're not talking about chovios. They're touching and carrying the actual taharos themselves. The chitim that were nasa b'tahara. The grapes that were nasa b'tahara. Everything was strict taharos without containers. Afil hiflik mehen yoisim imil. Even if the owner of these taharos, he distanced himself, he traveled away more than a mil. Now remember in the Rashi didn't say yoisim imil. Rashi says hiflik yisrom and ovi chavim mil. The Rashi that we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah. And therefore, if you see the Bach here in Ois Dalid, in fact, changes the gears from Yoisim Mil to Kedei Mil, which then would be consistent with the Rashi. So even if he went away for 15 minutes, etc., Tarois and Tarius, you don't have to worry that these Chamorim and Poyalim were Metame the Taharis. Vim Omelahem, and he told them, Lechu, guides, Ben Ibacharechim, and I'm going to follow you. As soon as they turn the corner and he no longer sees them, they no longer see him. Taroisim Tameis, the Taharis are Tomei. Now, before we get into the details of this Braisa, what do I see from this? That if the Balabas doesn't say anything, even if he's Hiflik Mehen Mil, you have nothing to worry about this short period of time of a mil, 15 minutes, 16 minutes, whatever it happens to be. If he didn't say a word, you don't have to worry that somebody was Metame, you don't have to worry on our Mishnah that the Goy was Menasech. However, Vim Omar Lehen, like we had in the Mishnah, Vim Hoidia Ishu Mafik, he told him, I'm going away. Oh, if you tell me you're going away, then Kivin Shisalna, Eina Mehem Teroisiv Tameis. So we see from this Mishnah that shear of the Cheskes HaMishtamer, that if you don't say anything, you have up to a mil's period of time where the Goy is Mirsis.
You only say a mil by Shabbos is 18 minutes, don't we?
And a mil is 18 minutes? If we say that it's 18 minutes, then the same thing would apply here too. 18 minutes.
Why is it Tomei if it's Mishnah?
That's Igmar right now. Frank Timar, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. Explain to me why in the Reisha you're telling me that it's Tar, in the Seif it's Tamei. The assumption is that these Chamorim and Poyalim are Amei Ha'oretz, and Am Oretz, by definition, is Becheskas Tuma, and is Becheskas that he is Mitame, because he's not Makbid to eat Chulin B'Tahara, so he doesn't know anything about Taharas. That being the case, what's the din between the Reisha and the Seifa? Every more Amrib Yitzchak, decided to do Yitzchak Nafcha, Reisha b'metar chamoru p'yalev lekach. Oh, the Reisha is that he told these workers, Chevra, I know that you're not makbid to go to the mikvah on a regular basis or even on an irregular basis, but this stuff is taharis, and I need this to be transported. I cannot transport it all myself. I want you all guys to help me. Please, all of you have to go to the mikvah this morning. And they all go to the mikvah. And as a result, if you're concerned about the fact that they didn't have Harif Shemesh, let's wait for Harif Shemesh. Or maybe there's no problem of Harif Shemesh since we're not talking about eating, we're just talking about carrying, and therefore if it's a Tzvul Yoyim, maybe Tzvul Yoyim is Yom Metameh, Nish Metameh, but that is not our sugya. The point is, he was Metire them, so you don't have to worry about the fact that they're carrying on in their hands and on their backs all of these Taharas, because they themselves are Tahar. No concern. So for Eitimara, why in the Sefer am I concerned? If he told them L'chub and Ibo Acharechem, as soon as he turns the corner, Tarois of Tameois, they went to the mikvah, what's the problem? Ihochi Sefer Nami. Eitimara Einam Oretz Makbet Al Maga Chaveri. We're talking about a situation where they themselves can touch all of these Taharas from day to night, 24 hours, 24/7. They went to the mikvah. However, they're not makbid. As they're traveling on the road, they're going to go and see their friends, Amaratzim, coming from the other direction. Hey, Billy, Johnny, Yanko, Shmerel, how you doing? What are you carrying on your backs? I'm carrying over here these Taharas. Let me feel it. Is it heavy? Is it thin? Is it coarse? And he touches it. One Amaretz is not makbid on the other Amaretz, and the other Amaretz that didn't go to the mikveh, he's going to be metameh the Taharas. So why don't you say the same thing in the Reisha? Even though these Chamor and Piyalim went to the mikvah, and they themselves are Tor, but as they are traveling, even if the Balabas didn't say a word that he is going away, it's not a question of being Menasach that you have to open up the barrel and put your hand in and plaster it and close it. We're just talking about touching the open Taharas. He's going to see his friend Yanko Beryl Shmerel. And he's going to go and touch it. Ay, 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 the whole thing becomes Tameh. It was enough to mean a Reisha and Sefer. Everything went on. Rabbi Bebolehem, Derech Al-Kaltzayn. Ah, they, the carriers of the Taharis, know that there is a shortcut. They have to go on the main road because they have this huge load. They're taking a truck full, a wagon full of all of these Taharis. And therefore, they have to go on the main road. However, the Balabas, who is not carrying anything, he can quickly take his horse and ride quickly, and he's going to go through one of these side roads, and he might come to their destination before them. They know that there is this ability to do these shortcuts, and Mirsis, they are going to be scared, stiff. That's in the ratio. When their friends, Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, comes from the other side, they're going to say, stay away from these Taharis. Our boss is around the corner, and he's Shnell, he's coming Derech HaKalzayin. He's going to see if you're going to touch the Taharis. He's going to then disqualify all of us. He's not going to pay us our salaries. So stay away. Why don't you say the same thing? Even if he can come with Derech HaKalzayin, just the fact that he tells them, Chevra, I'm coming shortly, I'm going to come quickly after you. As soon as they turn the corner, they figure, even if he's going to come on the quickest steed out there, but nevertheless, since he told them he's going to be Ba'achareichem, they have enough confidence that they can allow the other goy, not the goy, the other Amoritz, to touch the Taharis, and the Jew won't see because he is traveling after them.
Excuse me, I saw my question. It's not a certainty they touch, it's a suffix. Suffix to Rav Shusha, Rav Shaykh Tahar. Why can't we rely on that?
Anytime you're talking about a suffix, you're talking about a bidyevit situation. I was walking in the street, I stepped on something mushy-gushy, and then afterwards someone tells me, you know, that mushy stuff that you stepped on, that might have been a dead rat or a dead achbar. So now to Safik Tumer Shusram. I don't know. You can't prove it. The garbage sweepers have taken everything away. We can't tell. And I don't know if I stepped on that, or maybe I just stepped on some dead leaves that were mushy, just some dead garbage. I don't know what it was. So Safik Tumer Shusram is mutter, is tahar. Here we're talking about Lechat Chilis. We have over here a bunch of employees that are Amaratzim. I want to go and make sure that my taharis are on the highest standards of kashrus and tahara. So don't tell your workers that you're going to follow after them. Because if you're going to go and tell your workers, ani bo achareichem, they will not be careful with the taharis, whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, even Bechadri Chadorim, they're going to go and say to their friends who are approaching them, Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, how you doing? Vesmachta, Vesherzach. Hey, what are you carrying over there? I'm carrying some clusters of grapes. I'm carrying olives. I'm carrying wheat. Oh, let me feel it. What does it feel like? Is it heavy? Is it coarse? Is it fine? Is it good to schayda? And he'll touch it. Oh, say the Chachamim, therefore, don't ever tell your Amaratzim workers that you are going to follow them in 5 minutes or even in 2 minutes, because they won't be mirsis, and they're going to allow their Amioritz friends to go and touch it. Zokti Gemara Yetzvaita. Ha-miniach oivin chom b'chanutoi, ha-miniach yena b'korin oiv b'svina. Notice that the girsa of the Gemara is the reverse of the case of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah had first the yena b'korin oiv b'svina case, and after that the oivin chom b'chanutoi case, and that's why the Bach in Oiz Beis reverses the girsa. Zokti Gemara Tzrich, I had three cases in our Mishnah. What were the three cases? Case number one, where the Yid told the Oivik Chavim, go and carry the Kadim Mimokoyim Lemokoyim, and did not tell them, Chevra, I'm going away, just left the scene temporarily. If it's Becheskes HaMishtamer, that the whole interval is the shear of a mil, Brother Shai says that's 18 minutes, Shai, if that's the shear, within those 18 minutes, they're mirsis, and you don't have to worry that they were menasach the wine. Second case in the Mishnah was, in a wagon or in a boat. And then he went to Kapandria. What's the din? Viter, it's mutter if he didn't say anything. Third case was, don't say a word, don't tell him you're leaving. If you don't tell him you're leaving, what's the din? A filioitz v'nichnas is mutter, no problem. The only problems get to if you tell him, I'm being maflik, I'm going away for a few minutes. Ooh. Now you got to be nervous. What is that time interval? Whether it's just puncturing a hole in the megupa, or it's removing the whole megupa, resealing it, etc. Why do I have to have three cases of tzricha? And the tzricha in all cases is on the first part, when he did not tell him that he's being maflig, that he's leaving. If we'd only have the first case about the schlepping of the wine, you know why in the first case it says that as long as it wasn't more than a mil, it's becheskes mishtamer, because the goy is mirsis. He's afraid. Uh-oh, the Jew is going to see me tampering with the barrels of wine. If it's in a wagon or it's in a boat, he figures that by definition, since I'm in the wagon or in the boat, and the balabus was not yet in either of these means of transportation, he's still on the surface waiting for the next Uber or waiting for the next ferry or whatever, he figures, oh, this is my opportunity, schnell! I'm going to be menasech the wine. That's what I might have thought. Kamash Malon says, Amishna, if he didn't tell them that he is being mafli up to a mil, no problem. If he only say the second case, in the case of the Karn of Svina, the person thinks to himself, after all, there are many different roads to Rome or wherever you're traveling. So we're going on the main highway. Maybe he's going to go in an alleyway. Maybe he's going to go a Kapanfia. Derech HaKaltzayin, he's going to make a shortcut. And you know what he's going to do? V'koy Agud, he's going to stand on top of a hill, on top of a wall. V'chazilin, he's going to see what we're doing. Ay, 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 ay. Some Hashgacha agencies nowadays rely on, if they don't have a Mashgiach, even to me, the Yoytz V'nichnes, they have on short circuit cameras in the kitchen or wherever the food is placed, so that at any given moment, people in the headquarters in New York can go and check out on the short circuit cameras to see where, if anybody is going into the kitchen at the wrong time or putting milchiks in the fleishiks in the milchiks or bringing in products that don't have proper hashgacha or whatever it happens to be. So here too, this fellow, even though the Jew is not coming onto the Karn Svina, but maybe he went to Orcha Chriti, which might not even have been a shortcut, but rather parallel, and he's standing now on top of a height, for instance, a wall, and he's looking down upon us to see whether we are touching the barrels of wine. The third case in the Mishnah, the goy who's left behind in the store, and the Jew goes out of the store temporarily, the goy says, you know what? Eima achid lo libava. I'm going to go and close or lock the door for a minute or two. Why? So when the Jew comes back, even if he comes back right now, he's going to say, hey, why'd you lock the door? I'm going to tell him because I was worried about ganovim, about robbers. Or I'm worried about people might come and be menasach the wine. That's why I was careful to go and lock the door briefly. And then v'ovik kol davoy, whilst the door is locked, he can do whatever he wants because the Jew won't have access to the store if it's locked. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah tells us in all three cases that if the Jew doesn't say anything up to a shear of a mil, you can rely that there are no goyim, that the goy was not menasach, whether it was in the case of schlepping the barrels, whether it was in the case of the Karin or Svina, or the case of the Chanut in the store. Now, we kept on talking about both Aliba de Tanakama and Aliba de Reb Shimon Gamliel, that there was plaster on top of the barrel. Why did I say plaster? Because that's the Gemara. Omer Rabba B'chana, Omer B'yoychanan, Machloikis B'shal Sid. The whole Machloikis between Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel, remember the Tanakama said, it's the amount of time to make a small hole, draw some of the wine out, re-plaster the hole nicely, and let it dry, whatever that amount is, I don't know, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. While Reb Shimon Gamliel said, no. If you're making a hole in the plaster, it's nicker. You can go and tell that you tampered with the plaster over here. And therefore, the shear is to go and remove the entire lid, which will break, said Rashi in the Yomid Aleph. You're going to have to replace it with a new lid and plaster the whole thing together and let it dry out. And maybe that would take, I don't know, 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever the amount of time. That is the machloikas that got me plaster, b'shal tit, if you're talking about clay, divri ha-koil, everybody would agree to the shear of Kadeshi Yiftach. This is Reb Shimon Gamliel's shear of opening up the whole barrel and removing the lid, the yigoif and placing a new lid, the yigoif and after putting the clay on, letting it dry out. Now what's the difference between plaster and clay? Says Rashi, it's very simple. When you put plaster on, old plaster and new plaster are all white. They all look the same. However, if you're putting on clay, clay initially is dark. Only after it dries out for a day or two, then it lightens up in terms of its color. So therefore, if you were talking about tit kuli alma moide, that it would be nikar, if you made a hole and then you plastered it up with new clay, the new clay by definition would be of a different color than the existing clay. Oh, even the Tanakhama would agree, no. We cannot assume that it was that sheer of making a hole and putting new clay in, because that would certainly be nikar, and the goy would be mirsis. Rather, everybody would agree in the case of the tit, it has to be a longer period of time of removing the entire lid, replacing it, and smearing it anew with the clay. Zokti Gemara Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kash. Amr b'shem gamdil hachamim. V'haloishtu my nikar bein milmala bein milmata. B'shem gamdil says to the chachamim that you can tell if you made. Remember the chachamim said that the shear is making that hole in the magupa. Says B'shem gamdil, when you make holes in the magupa, you can go and tell both from the upper side of the lid, as well as when eventually the lid will be removed, you can tell there as well that there was a hole. Moreover, the hole on top, you can try to go and plaster or put on clay. However, the bottom part of that plaster or clay that was perforated, that you're not touching, because you're leaving the lid intact on top of the chavius, according to the Tanakhama. So Shem Liel says, Chevra, you're wrong, because if the Jew suspects any foul play, any tampering, you know what he'll do? Not only will he look on the top of the lid, he'll remove the lid and he'll look underneath and say, hey, look, there's still a hole there on the bottom, because you only plastered the top, you didn't plaster the bottom, because the bottom of the lid was sealed tight on the top of the chavius. So Omer B'Shem Galil Chacham Valist Shetumai Nikar, making holes will be readily apparent. Bein Mumala, both on top, where he makes the hole. Bein Mumata, also on the bottom of the lid. Zoktimar, that was what B'Shem Gamliel said as a challenge to the Chacham. Zoktimar, Iyamit B'Shlem B'Shel Tit Machloikis. If you can tell me the Machloikis is Gabi Clay, Heindik Toni Shetumai Nikar, Bein Mumala, Bein Mumata, that you can go and tell from Lamala as well. What do you mean from the mala as well? Like we said before, because the clay initially, when you fill up the hole, will be dark clay, and it's only going to lighten up a day or two later, so you'll be able to tell immediately, hey, what did you do? Why are you tampering? I see that you made a hole. I can tell this dark clay over here. So it's nikar bein mala bein milmat. Eliyam, but Bishal said, if you're talking about plaster, machloikis, that's where the machloikis is. It's Bishal milmata yediyah. That I understand what you're saying, that it's nikar lemata, that if the balabas suspects any foul play, he'll take off the cover and he'll see, hey, there's a hole here in the plaster. Elamala hala yadia, but on the top, you can easily plaster the whole thing and smear it nicely, and nobody the wiser. How does Reb Shimon Gamliel say to Chum, you can tell? Chum say, no, you cannot tell. Take some plaster, smear it nicely, and it's all covered. Nobody knows the difference. Ever the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who the Leyodamai Ka'ami Rabbanan. Rav Shimon Gamliel did not know what the Rabbanan were saying, whether they were talking about a plaster situation or a clay situation. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel is now talking to Rabbanan. He's saying, clearly to Rabbanan, Ibishal Tid Kam Risu, if you're talking about that the magupa, the seal, was made out of clay. Stumai is nikar bein mamala bein mamata. Then you can tell both sides. Both on the top, because the clay is a different color from when you put it on until 2 days later. And mamata, if you open the lid totally, you'll see that there's a hole there and it was not properly closed up. And you can tell. The ibishal sin, if you're saying we're talking about plaster, kamrisu, nidalamala yediyah, fine. I agree with you that when it comes to plaster, you can do a good plaster job. But lemata mi yediyah, but if the balabus is suspecting any foul play, he'll open up the lid and he'll see down below. Guess what? that it was not properly plastered back into form, and you couldn't smear the plaster from underneath if you don't open up the lid, so he'll be able to see, and therefore the goy is mirsis. What did the Rabbanan answer? Since you can do a perfect plaster job that nobody can tell the difference, why should it even occur to him to take off the lid and start looking underneath? It won't even occur to him to start inspecting and suspecting, because on top it looks perfect. Inami or zimnan lecholim. Cholim means that it recovers on its own. Meaning, even though you only plastered it on the top, sometimes if the plaster went down well enough to fill up the whole crack, even down below, sometimes with time, the old plaster and the new plaster will have a tendency of kind of merging. The word cholim over here means like chibor, it's going to merge. And maybe even if you open up the lid and you take it off, maybe you won't be able to tell the difference, Taka, between the old plaster and the new plaster. Anyway, bottom line is, the Machloikis in the Mishnah is talking about plaster and not about clay. How do we paskin? Omer Rava halacha k'Reb Shimon min Gamliel. Why hoil b'tanan stomach avasei? Like we said when we were learning the Mishnah. Because after the first three cases, the Mishnah comes up with a final case, did not, and the Gemara is just repeating from the Mishnah. He invited the goy to eat with him at the same table. Notice it says lugin and not leginin. That's why the girs on the Amid Aleph is a mistake. And there were lugin, there were pitchers on the table, pitchers of wine. Lugin al dubikin, there were also pitchers in the cupboard. And now the Jew had to leave for a couple of minutes for Yotza, and he left. When he comes back a few minutes later, mashallah, shulchan asr, whatever is on the table is asr, because since he invited the goy to eat and drink with him, the goy probably took him at his word, and he drank, and he was menasach. Mashal dubiki mutter, that's in the cupboard, he had no business going into the cupboard to the wine over there. V'yamamaloi have a moizig v'shoiz, if he gave him an open invitation, drink and drink merrily, as much as you want. Afshal dubiki asr. And even if he had chovyes psuchois asurais elsewhere in the house, this goy may have dreizach, may have gone from one room to the other, and he put his hand into the chovyes psuchois. Stumus amutaris until kelishi yiftach v'yigoy v'tigoy, which of course is the shear of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Since we find that in the fourth case, Rabbeinu HaKodesh only brought the shear of Reb Shimon Gamliel, is a rai that we paskel like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Pray to Reb Shita, tzachadela poshit. Anybody who, you and I, we learn the Mishnah, we're not on the Madrega of Rava. But we see clearly the first three cases of Machloikis, the fourth case is Stam. So, Machloik Dekach Stam. We see about Reb Shimon Gamliel Pshit. Do you want to the same? Reb Shimon Gamliel Katani La. I would have thought maybe it's all Reb Shimon Gamliel. If you go back to the Mishnah just for a second on the Amud Aleph, at the end of the case number three, it's Reb Shimon Gamliel, Oy Mekilei Sheiftach Hasachavis V'yigoyf V'tigoyf, and then it continues on, Haya Oichel. Now, in my Mishnah, I have two dots. I don't know if you have the same in your Gemara. But your two dots, nish two dots, the Gemara says, I could have thought Reb Shimon Gamliel is continuing to speak. And he's saying, in the case of the Chanut, the Shir is going to shift as a Chaviz Yigor. And similarly, the same thing would apply, that Kereshiv, so therefore you don't have a Raya, that would pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one that's speaking. Kamash Malon, that's why he has to go and tell us that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah. Now, Barry, as you recall, said when we started, Bill is leaving now, L'chaim l'sholem, mazel tov, only a lot of Yiddish nachas for you and the whole family. Zay gesund und stark, we look forward to seeing you next week in Mirchem in good health. Tuesday morning, if not sooner. But getting back to our Gemara. Get up early. Okay, if you want to join us by Zoom early.
Five in the morning.
Bill probably gets up anyway at 5 o'clock to go to Davin and to go to learn and all the rest. So if that's convenient for you, we'd be delighted to see you. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So you recall that Barry said a few minutes ago, hey, we always pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel, except for the three cases of, what are the three cases?
Sidon, Raya Achrona, and
Orev, Vitzidam, Raya Achrona. The three cases. Very good. So why do we have to have Rava over here? Tells Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. So notice that the Gilyan HaShas here on the left-hand side, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Baba Basra Dav Kufla Megimel Omid Beis Beresh Bam Dibra Maskel Toshima. So I just coincidentally happen to have with me a Gemara Baba Basra, and I'm opening up to Dav Kuf Lamed Gimel. I want to follow the dictate of the holy Rabbi Kiva Eger. And you'll notice that there's a Rashi or Nisha Rashi or Rishbam on Dav Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. Tor Shema, the Omele Shmuel, he says over here, V'achi Hilchus HaKarabonim Dekom Shmuel Kavasai. V'yavol Gav, I'm quoting the Rishbam in Bava Basra. V'yavol Gav, the Omer B'yoichan Alokar B'shim Gamliel. B'chol Mokim Mishnah Seinu, Chutz Mi'or V'tim Rayach Roina. Shmuel Lesley Haiklola. Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. V'gam Rova, the Ka'omer M'mesechtas Avoydezor, B'perek Chamishi, Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. Halacha Kribshim Gamliel, Lesley Nami Haiklola. Rava also doesn't agree with that klal. That's why in our Gemara and Daf in Avoydezor. Can you imagine Rabbi Kivega? He had the whole Shas, Rishbam's, Toysis, Rashi, all on his fingertips. As soon as we have in our Gemara this case of Rava Halacha Kribshim Gamliel, says Rabbi Kivega, don't forget the Rishbam in Masechtas, Bava Basrim Daf Kavlam and Gimel, where he said that Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha Kribshim Gamliel, B'chol Mokoyim, throughout Shas, except the three cases. No, Shmuel and Rava and others respectfully disagree. And then the Rishbam adds something else, which is important for us. Hilkach, kol klali shebi gemara. Any time you find a cloud in the Gemara, says Rishbam, kigon halacha kista mishnah, halacha k'rabi kiva mechaveiroi, halacha k'rabi yoisi mechaveiroi. Why? Because Rabbi Yoisi nimukai imai. Or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mishtoseinu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Allah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever you find any one of these klolim, kulu kaimel and hachi, you're right. Generally, we follow those general rules. Bar mehecha the mafarish gemara, the less uchesak hachi, unless the gemara says otherwise. In other words, we have a rule. All rules have exceptions. Even these rules that we find in the Gemara throughout, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, etc., generally are right. But there are exceptions to the rule. If the Gemara doesn't say that way, the Gemara says, otherwise, don't be upset. Don't lose sleep over it, says Rishbam, because there are exceptions to the rule. Now you're going to tell me you found one rule that has no exceptions? Oh, that will be the exception to all rules have exception. That rule without one, that will be the exception to that rule. As well, you'll recall that back on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, we had the Tab Toisvis said the same thing. Tab Toisvis, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel, Zez Toisvis, Lehani Amiroi Leslu Klala. These Amiroim that the Gemara is referring to, they don't hold the klal of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kol Mokim, Shishan, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, Mishzen, Halacha, Kimoisai, except for those three cases. Why did the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis say, we paskel like Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel? We always paskel like Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel. No, not everybody agrees. Sometimes, yeah. This is the Shmuel here on the fifth, sixth line of the Gemara on Lamed Beis. I'm viewed on the Shmuel. Here the Halacha is Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel. But not necessarily everywhere, because I disagree respectfully with Reb Yochanan. Getting back to our Gemara, we're just concluding. Zok Yetzvi Gemara. Five lines from the bottom. T'chimayach adekaimelam kavosi Reb Shimon Gamliel galichayish lishtuma. We are not worried about shtuma, about making perforations, holes in the megupa. V'ilchazakavosi Reb Lezer. Who's Reb Lezer? We had Reb Lezer back on Daf Lamed Aleph. There was a machloikis in the Gemara. When you have wine, do you need one choysim? Or do you need a double choysim? Choysim betray choysim. Reb Lezer says one choysim is enough. Lechayish l'ziyufa the choysim echad. Once the mashgiach or the manufacturer, the company, put on one choysim, you don't have to. A goy is not going to go and bother. Slainzichem nish. Especially the goyim today that are not frum, they're not going to be menasech. You don't have to worry. He's going to put his hand in. And you don't have to worry that he's going to switch the wine from chavius to chavius. It's not worth all of the effort and the pain. That being the case, why can't we leave wine containers, wine barrels with goyim, and come back later. I don't have to worry about it. That he didn't make a hole, because we just said we possibly shum gamliel. Well, maybe he made a switch and he took off the whole lid and he put on new plaster. Nah, says Reb Lez, I'm not worried about that. So why are we concerned as man as that? Zograt, zogtum gemara mishum shaycha. Vos main shaycha. Rashi says, last Rashi, not having to do with shaychas about the Noisayim. That's not what we're talking about. Shim shaycha. Nekev dak ma'oid. Right, there's a song, Gesher Tzar Ma'oid. Nekev dak ma'oid. A very small, small nekev. Shehu b'mgupas chovies liois reach hayayin yoitze. What the Gemara is telling us is that if you leave wine in wine barrels, because it continues to ferment even after you put it into the barrel, that fermentation forms air pressure, and if you don't leave a small, tiny, tiny little hole in the megupa, eventually the chovies can burst from that air pressure. Can you imagine? Yes. Try it out. Buy a barrel of wine. Make sure that it's sealed top to bottom. Hold on to it for 50 years and see when it bursts. So they used to make small little lechelach, small little holt. Says Rashi, v'shem yishlocha shem yikadech sham. Here it says b'miktsas. On the side it says b'meinekes. Remember we had meinekes earlier on in the Gemara, daf memches. The meinekes means a straw. Since every regular barrel of wine has this tiny, tiny little hole, you and I might not even notice that there's a hole there, because it's just there to relieve the potential air pressure. So a guy could go and take the thinnest of straws, insert it into that hole, suck up a little bit of the wine, and that's the reason why you cannot leave the barrels of wine, even bizman hazeh, with the goyim, because of this concern. With this, we are concluded for today. May Hashem Rabbeinu Yisrael to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful